This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Governor Rick Snyder has said during State of the State addresses and other forums that Michigan needs to embrace immigrants. He says immigrants are good for the economy. They can bring entrepreneurial spirit to the state. And one way the U.S. encourages highly trained workers to come to the country is through the H-1B visa. That visa allows U.S. employers to hire these high-skilled workers from abroad. However, their spouses are usually given an H-4 visa, which means they can live here, but they are not allowed to get a job.
My name is Marta Fenu. I'm 41 years old, and I'm from Italy. I'm married to an Italian, and I have three kids, two boys and a girl. My husband was offered a job in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's an engineer, and he works in the automotive industry. My husband's visa status is a H-1B, which is a visa for highly skilled professional. And the visa attached to his visa, which is for spouses and kids, is the H-4. So his visa allows him to work, while my visa is just doesn't allow me to work. It's a huge limitation to the quality of my life and the quality of this experience, I would say. I feel it has a big limitation to my freedom, and somehow it also impacts my identity. Not only I can't work, but with the H-4, you don't have a social security number. So without that, you know, besides not working, there are many things that I can't actually do on my own. And it is very, very hard to adjust to this loss of independency. I have a 4-year degree in communication science, meaning communication strategies, marketing, advertising, all of that. I had my own digital advertising company. It's really hard. I came here as a career professional, and I lost basically all of that. So with time, you know, you kind of lose your self-confidence. You know, I feel like my life is here. I belong to this community. We belong to this community as a family. We engage, we do volunteering, but the inability to work keeps me left out. You know, this visa has a nickname that is the Depression Visa. And it's for a reason, because the fact that you are forced to be home without any ability to, you know, change this reality, it's really, really hard on especially wives, because, I mean, it's basically a problem that concerns women. It's mostly it's women that travel with H-4 visas and their kids.
Marta Fenu, who holds an H-4 visa. Joining us now is Susan M., an immigration attorney from Grand Rapids who represents Marta Fenu. So I want to make sure I understand a little bit more about this. If many of these spouses who hold H-4 visas are also skilled, why didn't they secure an H-1B like their spouse did?
It's a good question, Lester. They could, but the issue is that you have to find a qualifying employer sponsor, a U.S. employer sponsor, to offer that employment. Sometimes it doesn't happen because of timing. For instance, in Marta's case, without revealing client confidentiality, of course, it was the company's timeline was we need him here ASAP, critically, and oftentimes it just doesn't work out magically for the spouse to obtain that necessary employer sponsorship and job offer in time to come over and accompany the spouse, the H-1B, that is. And, you know, often the H-4 is responsible for watching the dependent children, and so the timing just doesn't work out. In Marta's case, you know, she's a proven entrepreneur abroad. She is someone that very likely could start a business here and create U.S. jobs either directly or indirectly, Lester, and it's just a shame that someone like her who has that entrepreneurial spirit and is a proven entrepreneur abroad can't even seek to create her own business and direct and develop that business, create jobs here in the U.S. on the H-4 status.
Once they're here in the U.S., can these spouses who hold the H-4 visa, the one that doesn't allow them to work, can they continue to apply for the H-1B, continue to look for a U.S. company to sponsor them?
Certainly, they could. The biggest obstacle that we see with the H-1B, Lester, is even for the Googles of the world and the, you know, the Facebooks of the world who want to sponsor their highly skilled H-1B IT workers, professional workers. It's a race and a ridiculous race every single year because we are capped out at 65,000 H-1Bs per year with another 20,000 available for foreign nationals that hold U.S. master's degrees. And essentially what happens, Lester, this is what happened to us last year, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, the USCIS, that's the agency that accepts work visa petitions and most immigration benefit applications. Well, they ran out in the first 5 days that they became available. In fact, it would have really technically been the first day they became available, April 1, but for the fact that USCIS has a policy of keeping the period open to 5 business days to accept these CAP petitions. They're gone in an instant, and that's why we have so many employers clamoring for a raise in the H-1B CAP. So it's not even that the Martas of the world can't get in. It's the Googles, the Facebook, you know, folks in West Michigan, employers in West Michigan and in Michigan running out of the ability to be able to keep H-1B workers or to even have a shot at sponsoring an H-1B worker.
So huge demand, it sounds like. So these couples, some of them aren't aware of the consequences. Some of them are, but don't fully realize what's going to be happening when they get there, right?
Absolutely, Lester. You know, I can think of several instances in my own client base where the H-4, if they were fortunate enough to get that counsel in the beginning and they understand the limitations of the H-4 category, it's not until they get here and they're living here and they may be here for that first year, second year, third year, up to the six-year maximum, that they realize this is life-changing for me. In my home country, I used to be able to work whether for myself, maybe as a consultant, maybe to create a business, or for someone else on a part-time or full-time basis, and I'm really unhappy. And the unhappiness and the negative consequences, of course, is not limited just to that H-4, but extends to the H-1B worker, that highly valued professional that was brought over here by a U.S. employer. And we have seen in our own practice, I certainly know it happens with my colleagues' practices nationwide, the H-1B choosing to leave the country, go back to the home country because of that unhappiness.
There are, of course, concerns that every immigrant who comes to Michigan might be taking a job from somebody who lives here. Now, I understand the holders of these H-1B visas have special skills, but the H-4 visa holders might not. With the unemployment rate in the state so high, you can understand their concerns. How valid is it that these H-4 visa holders, if they were allowed to get jobs, might take a job away from a Michigander?
Certainly. You know, that's a really good question, Lester. And it's certainly a valid concern, right, especially in Michigan. And I can't sit here and say that every single H-4 is, you know, highly qualified or more highly qualified than a U.S. worker to fill a particular position. But what I can say, Lester, is we need jobs here in Michigan. And whether they're created by U.S. homegrown and raised folks, or whether they are created by foreign nationals. So many, and here in Michigan, I think we have a 33% rate of new tech startups started by foreign nationals. That's huge. I mean, we need that innovation. We need that job creation. And so I think one of the strongest arguments with regard to looking at the ability of H-4s to be able to have some access to employment authorization are the entrepreneurial folks like Amarta.
Congress is considering immigration reform. Is the H-4 visa situation, the inability for these workers to get work, included in the discussion?
It is. It is, at least with the Senate bill. We have some things that are stalled in the House right now, and we're really hoping that the House will move forward in 2014, that they'll look at this critical issue of immigration. Senate bill, Lester, did have a provision in there with regard to H-4 spouses. Certain H-4 spouses being eligible for work authorization, and the limitation in that Senate bill was that this would only be available if in the foreign national's home country, U.S. spouses of U.S. citizens were offered the reciprocal benefit.
We've been talking about the H-4 visa, which does not allow spouses of holders of H-1B visas to get a job. We've been talking with Susan M. She's an immigration attorney in Grand Rapids. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Lester.